from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Like I said, the end of SEC Media Days yesterday. So at the podium yesterday, you had Mark Stoops, you had Lane Kiffin, you had Hugh Freeze. Who am I missing right now? I know that we had four of them yesterday. So
Elko from Texas A&M.
That's right, Texas A&M. So I haven't heard much from Mike Elko as far as sound bites yesterday. I don't know that. That's probably, honestly, I would say for a guy like Mike Elko, it's probably the aim. That's probably what he wants. Like, he doesn't. He's like, I don't need to say anything that stands out. One guy that did talk about Texas A&M yesterday was Mark Stoops. He was asked about the possibility of him leaving Kentucky for Texas A&M, and he actually had some interesting thoughts.
You don't believe everything you see on Twitter, do you? Listen, I said it in the main room, and it's true. You know, I was pursued by A&M. I had a respect for everybody involved. I'm at Kentucky. As I've said, there's only 19 coaches in the history of SEC that's been in the school 12 years or more. And last year, I think Coach became 18 and Coach Saban, and this year I became 19. I like being a part of that group. You know, I fit well at Kentucky. I've been very blessed to be there as long as I have. And I love the team that I have. And, you know, I've been pursued before. And I like where I'm at.
And college football coaches love being pursued because that means they get a new contract and there's security. Even if there's not security long-term at the school because, you know, you can be fired at any point. He's done a phenomenal job. He's completely changed what Kentucky has always been. And I even heard some people asking the question, is Mark Stoops on the hot seat the other day? And I was sitting there going, didn't he just get pursued? Didn't he just sign a contract? Like, how? No. And Kentucky, honestly, Mark Stoops is one of the best coaches in not only the SEC but the country. Kentucky would be absolutely dumb to get rid of him.
I agree. And, you know, Kelly, I was thinking the refreshing thing about it is that he actually admitted there was some pursuit. How many times do we hear, like, head coaches like, I haven't talked to anybody, don't know what you're talking about? And it's always like an agent, Jimmy Sexton or something like that. It's like, you were definitely talking to them, man, just because it was your agent.
Well, maybe he saw how Texas A&M's baseball coach kind of flubbed that whole situation, yeah. And he was like, you know what? What I'm not going to do is that. But, I mean, to your point, Bo, like, this guy is the most tenured coach in the SEC now with 12 years, which is kind of wild to think about. But, yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what he does at Kentucky. I know he talked a lot yesterday about how they really want to get over that next hump as a program and kind of make that next level as an SEC team. So we'll see. I know we have some sound from him about Brock Vandegrift that he's going to be there as well now. So should be interesting to see what Kentucky does.
And yeah. For the last 5 years, he's got winning seasons, and the one he doesn't was the COVID year. And I'm not making excuses there because, look, it happened, and it was – your COVID year happened, and a lot of guys won games that year. They didn't, but to look down and it's like 8-5, and then that year 5-6, and it's like 10-3, 7-6, 7-6. Kentucky football, we'll take that all day long. I mean, they were essentially
yeah, they're a football school now.
Yeah, they were Vanderbilt for a while, basically.
Why do you say Vanderbilt with a V? Like you always do that, Vanderbilt with a Vanderbilt. It's Vanderbilt.
Why does it bother you?
I don't know, man. It just drives me nuts. Have you guys, I'm assuming you've been to Lexington.
I actually haven't.
Oh, my God. Beautiful. Like, I was thinking when he said that, I was like, I'd probably rather live in Lexington than College Station, all things aside, because Lexington's absolutely beautiful, and you got the horses up there and everything else. Bluegrass country, all the above.
You don't have the bourbon trail. No weird yell calls in the middle of the night.
No weird yell calls. No kind of anything strange like that. Have you been to Fayetteville? Anybody? Nobody else been
Can't
to Fayetteville?
Say I have. Not on my bucket list either.
I think I've driven through there. I drove through Arkansas years ago on the way to the great city of Oklahoma City.
I've driven to Oklahoma City as well.
Yeah.
Now, look, we talked about Mark Stoops. He's going to hang out in Lexington at least a little bit longer. But one guy that's wondering if he's going to have a change of address is Sam Pittman.
Well, I'm popular now, just the wrong way. I'm hot. What, 2 years ago, I was keynote speaker at AFCA and was one of the top six guys for the Coach of the Year award. Isn't it crazy? I want to be that guy and not this one that was out there last year. I think we can be. Listen, what's fair is fair. If you're going to get patted on the back, you're going to get punched in the gut. And to be honest with you, the only one that can really control the hot seat is me and what we do with our football team. It's never been about me, so I'm really not concerned about it. I'm concerned about the state, the players, and our staff, and we got a good football team.
So they're bringing in Bob Petrino as the offensive coordinator, Kelly, and I was going to say, I'll throw this over to you, because I always make the comment on here that Bobby Petrino is actually the, as far as things the city of Atlanta can come together on, there's almost nobody in this city that has anything good to say about Bobby Petrino. It's always like, you can argue about whatever you want, where to eat, where to go, what the traffic is, but you bring up the name Bobby Petrino, people are like, yeah, that guy sucks.
He will be feeling some type of way, for sure. Is. Well, my favorite part of that was actually when he says, if you're going to get a pat on the back, you're going to get a punch in the gut. Maybe that should be the new SEC slogan instead of it just means more, because that is so true for these coaches.
Yeah, it's great coach speak. You think
if you're going to get patted on the back, you're going to get punched in the gut.
Yeah, it's a bad idea to bring in a guy who, look, let's be honest about what Bobby Petrino is. He's not necessarily a guy of high character or morals. And I wouldn't trust that guy, you know, with anything. My worst enemy, I wouldn't say, you know what, take Bobby Petrino in. But the bottom line is that schools like Arkansas sometimes need to know their place. Yeah. And this ain't the SWAC anymore. This ain't the old Southwest
Conference.
They're
not bottom feeders either, though, man. But they got a proud program.
But guess what? You know, a couple years ago, he had them at 8-4. And then 2 years ago, they were 7-6. Arkansas, a great year for Arkansas is 9 wins, okay? So one losing season should not get you fired in a conference like the SEC, especially now what it's going to now.
Darren McFadden would like to have a word. This hour is brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Injured? Hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. All right, we're going to go the front page coming up next. The Pro Bowls are out for this weekend's Brave Series. We'll talk about that. And also, there's a name change coming in Tuscaloosa. Bryant Denny Stadium is going to have a little bit of an addition. Is it enough? I have thoughts. That's coming up next on the front page. It's the Morning Shift, 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.